Presentation day. Finally, Kik thought as soon as she opened her eyes that morning. This is it, she kept thinking, her heart pounding. This is it. Rising out of damp sheets, Kik stole into the bathroom down the hall and ran steaming water into the tub, then spiked it with a strong dose of lavender oil to cleanse away the sour sweat that had drenched her the night before. Fear had plagued her dreams for weeks, encouraging one of her most embarrassing and least ladylike bodily functions, perspiration, and made daily baths an absolute necessity. Her new friend and fellow debutante, Jane Kenyon Slaney, claimed to bathe only a few times a week, and yet she was as groomed and aromatic as the gardens of Hampton Court. Kik blamed her father's insistence on sports for all his children, including the girls. Perhaps if she hadn't exerted herself so often on tennis courts or the harbors of the Cape, she would be as dainty as Jane and the other girls who'd line up with her that day. But then, she thought ruefully to herself, almost in her father's voice, she wouldn't have won so many trophies. Still, surely even Jane would be nervous in her place. Every photographed move Kik had made since her family's arrival in London 2 months before had been leading up to the moment when she would lower herself in a meticulously refined curtsy before King George VI and Queen Elizabeth, then drink champagne with the most essential people in England. Kik had always been expected to perform better than anyone else, but here in England, she wasn't just Rose and Joe Kennedy's fashionable daughter, 18 years old and fresh from school, who could keep up with her older brothers when she set her mind to it. She was the daughter of Ambassador Joseph P. Kennedy, the first Irish Catholic ever to be appointed to the coveted post in this most Protestant of countries. This time, she had to succeed. There was more than a trophy on the line. She'd been waiting for a moment like this forever. Through every long mass and from inside every scratchy wool uniform at Sacred Heart. A new life. And now she had a chance at it, in one of her favorite places, thank the good Lord. She'd savored a delicious taste of English society 2 years before when, on a too brief break from her year in the convent at Neuilly, she'd attended the Cambridge May balls in a swirl of music and laughter. Now that she was free of nuns and school, she was ready to embrace it all, but as Kik, not just Kathleen Kennedy. Add to all that the problem of Rosemary, her beautiful older sister who'd be presented with her that morning, whose erratic behavior could make everything impossible, and Kik judged that her fear was well-founded. A long hot soak in a fragrant tub would do her a world of good. Arms suspended in the water, Kik said a solemn Hail Mary and an Our Father before moving on to a short prayer asking God to guide her footsteps that day. A knock on the door interrupted her. Typical. I'm bathing, she shouted back, assuming it was Bobby, Teddy, or maybe Jean or Pat, one of her littlest siblings, who didn't give a toss about the few moments of privacy she savored in a day. This day, especially. As soon as she got out of the tub, she was in for relentless hours of beauty treatments, photo shoots, and then the presentation itself, followed by the most important party of her life.